Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have some breaking news. California has now become the first state to mandate all eligible school children get the COVID-19 vaccine. This is obviously going to cause a big wave of controversy and a sigh of relief for those who aren't happy about the vaccine and those who are. But this is a very bold move and very gutsy, and we knew Governor Newsom would obviously, you know, more move towards that because California got hit really, really hard when it came to COVID. And as teachers, you know, have been hesitant on coming back because they're afraid of getting COVID, there's been a huge demand from many teachers to make sure that the kids aren't carrying the virus. We know the vaccinated individuals do carry the virus. We have Brett Kavanaugh, Supreme Court Justice, positive, isolating, even though he was fully vaccinated for COVID. We know vaccinated people could carry it, but even though studies have said the viral loads are equal, we are hoping that the viral load is less and that our kids then end up, if for some reason they don't reach the immunity that they need to with their vaccine, they get some extra protection. So this is some breaking news being reported by San Diego's Fox 5. And it says here that the decision is pending full FDA approval for different age groups, but as of Friday, anybody 16 years or older needs to get the vaccine if they're going to have in-person school. Because there's emergency authorization for 12 and older, and studies are ongoing from 5 to 11, and then from infant to 5, the rules are taking effect for any eligible group. Now, I am waiting for some clarity if that is just full FDA approval or if it also means emergency. As soon as I know, I'll let you guys know, okay, because I know many people are concerned. According to San Diego Fox 5, they say the governor said the coronavirus vaccines will add to a well-established list that currently includes 10 vaccinations already required for students in the state of both public and private schools. There will be, quote, well-established exemptions for medical, personal, or religious reasons. Didn't elaborate further. So remember I told you, for those of you that are trying to get medical exemptions or religious exemptions, there are many, just because you have it doesn't mean it gets you exempt. If it isn't qualifying, if, let's say, the diocese or the head rabbis or whatever say, there's nothing in my religion that says what religion are they claiming they are or whatever, the governor could say, no, that's not a true religious exemption. So we don't have a lot of clarity on what that means, you know, but speaking at a middle school in San Francisco County, Newsom said the state has the lowest COVID-19 case rate in the U.S. and credited the state's broad vaccination efforts for that figure. He said, we're all exhausted by this pandemic and we're all left wondering what lies in front of us. Now, San Diego County, the region's largest school district, has already approved a vaccine mandate for eligible students and staff this week. And in August, California became the first state in the country to require all teachers and staff to get the vaccine. So the big argument that people have is, kids get vaccines already. Kids already have mandated vaccines. What's the big deal? It's one more. Critics of it are, but wait a second, those other vaccines have been around for decades and have been studied, some of them pulled out, reevaluated, reformulated, put back in. COVID vaccine, still kind of new. So I get that. I get, you know, parents are a little worried about that. The other thing, too, is some of the side effects concern some of the parents. Many want clarity on periods. Many want clarity if their daughter is going to get a vaccine. What effect is it going to have on their period? The government can't study that fast enough. The NIH has already provided grants to 5 universities. But in terms of the data, do we have long-term data on that? And so, you know, I tell people, look, you know, just like, you know, pregnant women really worried about what happened with Tylenol and the flip on safety, you know, all I could tell you, you know, being a parent myself, is we have to go with the data we have now. I knew about the myocarditis risk with my kids. I knew that the vaccines were new vaccines, but COVID, I trusted less. And I trust China, nil. So I don't want my kids to get the virus. And so for me, it was a difficult decision, but much easier to make than for some, because I was thinking to myself, I don't want this virus anywhere near my babies. And so I suggested to them to get the vaccine when they were ready, and they're like, yeah, Mom, I'm ready, let's do it. They did it. So they got vaccinated. But it wasn't an easy decision. I know it's really hard for people to go, gosh, you know, the doctor's like, oh yeah, just vaccinate. I'm telling you right now, I get it. You know, and I get that there are side effects that could happen with these. I just fear that my kid getting COVID is going to be more side effecty than the vaccine. That being said, is it appropriate to mandate kids get the vaccine when it's still this new? And that's tricky. I totally understand why parents are like, look, you know, let us choose this one and let us wait till we have 10, 20, 30 years of data. The problem is the states can't wait. The states are so worried that COVID could spread among, school children that they're going to mandate this. And people are like, so Dahlia, why are people making a big deal about this? Well, because, you know, just one vaccine. Because it's not going to be just one vaccine. All right, these kids are going to have to then get boosters. They're also going to probably then get mandated for the flu, because the flu kills kids, the flu spreads. And if you're doing all this for COVID and more kids get the flu than COVID, you're also going to now have the flu shot and then anything else that comes that way. So, you know, I understand why parents are concerned. As a medical provider, you do end up supporting what the state does. You know, I wish we didn't have to have mandates. I really wish we didn't. But parents will have an option. They'll be able to pull their kids out of school. It'll be interesting to see how many pull their kids out of school, though. Because that I don't want. That, I think, is a public health crisis when we have kids not going to school. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
This report is brought to you by Bausch & Lomb. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, is a progressive eye condition that impacts central vision and is a leading cause of blindness in adults aged 50 and older. Although there is no cure for AMD, recent study results from the National Eye Institute reaffirmed that a specific nutrient formula known as the AREDS2 formula continues to help reduce the risk of moderate to advanced AMD progression. That formula is currently found in Bausch & Lomb PreserVision, which was provided to participants in the last 5 years of the follow-on study. Patients can work with their eye doctor to create a plan to help reduce their risk of moderate to advanced AMD progression. Along with taking an AREDS2 formula eye vitamin, patients can get an annual dilated eye exam, exercise, and eat healthy to help manage their condition. For more information, visit www.sightmatters.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we have some more breaking news. Looks like we've had another shooting. At least one person is injured and one suspect is in custody as Houston police investigate a report of an active shooting incident at a Texas middle school. Somebody needs to look at this for us. Does it look like a lot of these school shootings are middle schools? I mean, at first I thought it was high schools, but it just seems to be, especially yesterday, and sometimes it's that, like, 13-year-old age group. Well, Houston Police Department said the incident took place at 11:45 a.m. local time at 4400 Anderson Road, which is the address of the Yes Prep Southwest Secondary Middle School. Police are urging residents to avoid the area as they search for other shooters. Houston Fire Department, being reported by Daily Mail, said that they were on the scene treating and transporting. So you see students and parents crying, holding each other. Officers were spotted navigating people away from the school. And so this is just breaking news. We're just getting information now. I know this happened a couple hours ago, but the Prep Southwest Secondary is a charter school that serves middle schoolers grades 6 through 12. The campus, so middle schoolers in grades 6 through 12, that goes on through high school. The campus has about 1,000 students. That's being reported by ABC 13. So once we know more, we'll tell you guys more, but I know it's very, very frustrating. One of our listeners doesn't want to come on air, but they say they're going to be pulling their kids out of the California school. They go to California. I wish I could talk to you. They don't like any of the vaccines that their child gets. So as we just spoke about, California is one of the first states to mandate vaccination for all eligible children with COVID. And I had said this. I had brought up, I don't know if I had said this on air. I might have said this on air, that one concern I have with mandates, even though I support the vaccination program we have for kids, the reason why I didn't like the COVID vaccine mandate for kids is because it's opening up this can of worms of parents who are saying this is the last straw. And there are many parents out there that think that the amount of vaccines we're giving is just too many. Now, I mean, there's millions of infectious disease out there. We do the best we can. We don't want kids getting tetanus. We don't want kids getting polio. We don't want kids getting hepatitis. You know, these are things that if we are able to prevent, why not? You know, and in medicine, you know, I don't want my kid to get polio, you know, and chance it. I don't want my kid to get a COVID virus that lives in their brain and causes them to not smell for 6 months. And that's why I've supported the vaccines. But where I don't like mandates is now parents are like, you know what? If I homeschool over the COVID vaccine, I now don't have to give my kid all those other vaccines. It's really starting to open up this can of worms or Pandora's box, because many people couldn't stand the vaccination mandate. But they got through it. They did what they had to. The kids are in school, and they could go on from there. And now they got to bring their kids back to get a vaccine, or they have to. And for those who are like, you know what, I was thinking about pulling my kid out of school anyway with the shootings, with the bullying, with the teachers not wanting to be there and they're always being a sub, with the bus drivers not picking them up because there's not enough bus drivers, now's as good a chance as any. And I worry that the more parents are going to pull their kids out of school, the less, you know, kids are then going to have their regular...
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Oh, look like Siri's listening to the show. You see that? Siri's listening to the show. Anyway, you know, we really need to be careful with mandates. And I get it. Most parents probably wouldn't have vaccinated their kids if the schools didn't require it. I get it. And I got to tell you, man, I love the fact that I really don't have to worry about polio for my kids. I mean, look at how we eradicated it from America. It's going to come back with the refugees and migrants. But for now, that's kind of nice to know that it's gone. You know, it's kind of nice to know that I don't have to worry about my kid getting tetanus. So I like that my kids are vaccinated. I just don't like the mandate. And so I get with shootings and everything going on, I think a lot of parents are thinking, you know, just as our listener did who doesn't want to come on air, they're like, I'm done. And, you know, we'll hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, or anybody homeschooling or choosing to homeschool as a result. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I am, you know, grateful that my kids are kind of grown up and that they don't have to, luckily, you know, have too many of these sort of restrictions and drama that's been going on right now in terms of school. But there, it's a very, very weird time right now. For those of you who are working and you are vaccinated and you think you're in the clear and you're safe and you're about to see your coworkers get fired, your life is going to change. Even though you vaccinated, now you have to take on the work of your fellow employees who are getting fired. And apparently many jobs aren't attracting people to come to work. You know, this labor shortage that's happening, many people who think they're going to be forced to get a vaccine, everybody thinks, oh, it's just people that want to, you know, be on welfare or want to be on the government dime. That might have been part of it, but I told you guys, I don't think September 6th is going to make much of a difference, because I think a lot of people like, you know, not being at work. I think there's something at work that's making them fearful. You know, they're afraid their partner's going to cheat on them because there's, you know, somebody at the office that's, you know, a little trampy and tries to sleep with everybody at the office. Or they worry that there's going to be that toxicity and that stress of work. Or they're worried that they're going to be forced to get a vaccine. Or they're worried that they're going to be exposed to COVID. And so there's definitely a lot of concerns. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. California's not a fun place to live right now. I think it's a beautiful state. I'm from California. But they got drought issues coming, just like we do in Nevada, because I live in Nevada. And California reservoirs are so dry from a historic drought that regulators are warning that it's possible the state's water agencies won't get anything from them next year, which means there could be mandatory restrictions for residents. Now, California has a system of giant lakes called reservoirs that store water during the state's rainy and snowy winter months. Most of the water comes from snow that melts in the Sierra Nevadas. They fill up the rivers and the streams in the spring. Regulators then release the water during the dry summer months for drinking, farming, and environmental purposes, including keeping streams cold enough for endangered species of salmon and things like that. This year, though, the hot, dry conditions caused nearly 80% of that water to either evaporate or be absorbed into the park soil, part of a larger drought that has emptied reservoirs and led to cuts for farmers across the western U.S. Well, if the farmers have a dust bowl, and we talked about how I think a dust bowl is going to happen again because they're finding more dust, a lot of plants couldn't be cultivated because of the lockdown, we might be going into another dust bowl, and not so much in the Midwest, but also on the West. So it caught state officials by surprise as California now enters its rainy season with reservoirs at their lowest level ever. So according to California Natural Resources Secretary Wade Crowfoot, nothing in our historic record suggested the possibility of essentially that snow disappearing into the soils and up into the atmosphere at the level that it did. So California State Water Project has a complex system of dams, canals, reservoirs, and it helps provide drinking water to about 27 million people in the state. They have about 74 million people total. In December, state officials are going to announce how much water each district can expect to get. Thursday, Department of Water Resources Director Carla Nemes said the agency is preparing for what would be its first ever 0% allocation because of extraordinary dry conditions. She said it's a done deal. We're sure we will get to zero. So, you know, hopefully things improve. Hopefully winter is so important. Hopefully there'll be some rain. You know, sadly, the wildfires took a lot of water resources as well. A lot of people are fleeing California because of all the laws and all the taxes and restrictions and things like that. But they're coming to Nevada. Nevada doesn't have a lot of water. Our reservoirs are, you know, having issues. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The Senate and House testimony of top military brass this week has left a contradiction between the words of the president and his generals. Representative Rob Whitman, Republican of Virginia, warned to Newsmax.
Keep 2,500 troops there. The same recommendation that General McKenzie and General Miller had. Yet when President Biden gave an interview and he said, no, my military leaders said no such thing that I can recall.
Whitman said either the president is lying or he lacks the cognitive ability to be commander-in-chief, both of which are very disturbing. Police officers in one of the largest cities in Texas are no longer responding to calls that are deemed non-emergencies as of October 1st. Residents and others in Austin are being told to submit a report online or call 311 because a call to 911 will not yield a response. This is USA Radio News. Beginning in November, Australia will lift a COVID-19 travel ban for its vaccinated residents, allowing them to leave the country for the first time in months, the Associated Press reported. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Friday that when 80% of Australians age 16 years and older have been fully vaccinated, that travel ban will be relaxed.
And that will enable Australians who are fully vaccinated and Australians and residents of Australia who are overseas who are fully vaccinated to be able to travel again and to be able to lift those caps on our airports in states where they have moved into phase C of the program.
U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai will unveil the Biden administration's long-awaited strategy for the troubled U.S.-China trade relationship in a speech on Monday at a Washington think tank, her office said. Tai will deliver remarks on her review of China trade policy, USTR said in a statement on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess, you know, we don't really learn our lesson in this country. When we decided to lock down the country and do it in a split-second decision and say, all right, guys, we're locked down, it's going to take years to reopen and, you know, get back into the swing of things. Well, same thing with these mandates that are affecting nurses. The already critically low number of nurses is now expanding. And not just because of the mandate, but because of hospital culture. I told you guys, I actually posted something on my Facebook. The day physicians don't have the nurses and hospital staff's back is the beginning of the end of our healthcare system. And so as the nursing labor shortage expands, people think, well, you know what? There was only 175 workers at that hospital. It's just going to be those 175 going away we got this. You don't understand. If your best friend is working there, and you just lost your best friend, and your best friend is gone, and another one of your best friends is gone, and now you're there, and they recruit whoever they can from out of the country, you know, to fill up a shortage, and there's somebody you now have to train, and there's somebody that doesn't know their job, or you don't get along with, or you can't speak to because they don't speak your language. How much longer is that person going to stay? You know, I'm hearing from you guys, and I get it. You know, you're really worried about the culture of people who you work side by side with all these months leaving. And one said, I don't care about getting COVID from my unvaccinated friend. I'm vaccinated, and I get it. I'm glad you're vaccinated because that protects you. I get that. I get that. I also get that it sucks that we're losing people that gave their lives for their community. You know, it's devastating, just devastating. And so, you know, this nursing shortage we have can't continue. We need help. And when you see people leave and have to quit, it's only a matter of time that their friends and colleagues quit too. Remember, there's tons of us that are pro-vaccine, but anti-mandate. And just because your colleague got the just because you have people there that got the vaccine reluctantly, doesn't mean they like what your hospital or what your school is doing. So we'll keep you guys posted, but a nursing shortage is going to be one of the biggest assaults on our public health system and our healthcare system. And just saying, you know what, we could find subs from out of the country, I don't know if that's going to work. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the next thing we now need to be prepared for is a wave of homeschoolers. So since Newsom's announcement, even though this isn't necessarily, you know, news, we knew states were going to mandate the COVID vaccine. We already have a robust vaccination program out there for kids. What people don't realize, though, is many parents don't like that vaccination program. They don't like having to vaccinate their kids. And so now this mandate is going to push a lot of parents who don't like a lot of the vaccines out of vaccine territory and in homeschool territory. And so I think homeschoolers jumped about a million homeschooled children. I think we have about 60 million kids in the United States, 3.7 million of which are currently homeschooled. Well, I don't know if anybody's thinking about it, or they do, or they just don't care. But once a state mandates a childhood vaccine that a parent doesn't want, if only in-person kids have to get that vaccine, parents, and I'm already hearing from them, are saying, I'm pulling my kid out. So as a doctor, if a kid is pulled out of school, I worry about a whole slew of medical issues they could have. Look at the American Academy of Pediatrics. They said, get those kids back in school. Get them back in school, COVID or not. You know, and so when a child is homeschooled, I'm not saying a homeschooled child is going to become sick, is going to have developmental issues, but we do, you know, we do need what a lot of the curriculums offer in terms of the physical activity, in terms of the group projects, in terms of the, the exposure to Shakespeare and art and all that. And even though homeschool parents do a pretty good job of getting the kids, you know, the education they need, it's much different than a school setting. And it now will allow a lot of those parents who were vaccine hesitant to go, you know what? I don't have to do any of the vaccines. So I hope this is something that public health officials are kind of preparing for, because, you know, I get that it's a lot of vaccines, and we just spoke about this, and we just heard from another listener who said, I'm pulling my kid out of school. All these people are pulling their kids out of school because of a mandate. And when we argue, but guys, you know, weren't you already, you know, vaccinating the kids? Didn't you guys already go through that robust, you know, program? This is the straw on the camel's back. And remember what I told you. They realize, these parents aren't dumb, they realize that this isn't just a one-shot COVID. You need boosters because the immunity wanes, which means now these kids are going to have to go through yearly shots or maybe biannual shots to keep up their immunity. And flu, you know, now flu shot's going to be mandated. No, Dr. Dahlia, nobody's talking about a flu shot getting mandated. Well, they will, because if kids have to get a COVID shot, and COVID affects kids at much lower numbers than flu, it's only a matter of time where somebody at the school board meeting goes, we got kids dying of flu, so why aren't they getting the flu shots? And now flu shots are mandated. So my worry is the straw that broke the camel's back is going to cause all these parents to say, to heck with this, you know, I'm out. I don't want kids being taken away from other kids. They need that. You know, the reason why kids are in school is because you can't just be around your parents. You need, you know, even me, I love my husband to death, but I don't learn anything new, with the exception of him going, I saw this in the news or whatever. I mean, we've had the same conversations. We've had conversations now for 20-some years. I need to be around other people so I know what's going on in this world. So I know what's, I could read, but when you're around other people, you learn. Yeah, a child needs to be around other kids. And between, I mean, another school shooting 2 days in a row, the bullying, the teachers not, you know, happy, the teachers getting fired, and there not being a lot of substitute teachers. You know, I got to understand why some of these parents are reaching out saying, look, why am I putting my kid in school? And I'm not here to criticize or promote or whatever. I'm just telling you, you know, that I see both sides. And if you're taking your kid to school and they're not having that nurturing, you know, teacher, you know, I like to take care of my little baby students, you know, the little babies, you know, but, you know, when it's not that same face, that same teacher, and somebody different saying, all right, guys, open your books. No wonder parents are like, I could do that myself. But once they take those kids out of school, those kids are going to be missing out on things. They might miss out on their vaccines. They might miss out on their you know, regular, you know, sports and activity. They're going to miss out on certain friendships, on certain relationships. You know, if my kids just hung out with me, they'd be unrecognizable to their friends. You know, they'd be like, Dee, Dee. I mean, they'd be saying that all the time because that's what I do. I'm like, oh, no, Dee. You know, they would be, I don't know. I don't think they would be normal. If my kids had to hang out with me all day, they wouldn't be normal. So be prepared for a huge rise in homeschooled kids. And then what do we do? 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
There's a sudden food shortage, given recent headlines, and seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, You, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that more than two-thirds of African nations fall short of the 10% COVID vaccination goal. So while we're here begging people and throwing money at them and college, education and goodies to get people to take a vaccine, you have countries out there begging for COVID vaccine. And a World Health Assembly goal to fully vaccinate 10% of every country's population against COVID-19 by September 30th didn't happen. So findings issued today saw 15 out of Africa's 54 nations reached the target. Now, small island nations of Mauritius and Seychelles have the highest vaccination rates of over 60%, Morocco at 48%, 90% of high incomes across the world have met the 10% goal. But half of the 52 nations that have received COVID-19 vaccines have fully inoculated 2% or less of their populations. According to Dr. Richard Mahigo, the latest data shows modest gains, but there is still a long way to go to reach the WHO target of fully vaccinating 40% of the population by the end of the year. Shipments are increasing, but opaque delivery plans are still the number one nuisance that hold Africa back. Countries like South Africa, among eight others, didn't meet the goal in early September. Again, the goal of 10%. We're not talking herd immunity. Six others hit the target this month. Africa has administered 2% of the over 6 billion vaccines given around the world, and about 60 million Africans have been fully vaccinated. In September, Africa received 23 million COVID-19 vaccines, which was a tenfold increase in June, but way below what they need. Despite the declining case numbers, they say we must all remain vigilant and continue to adhere to the proven public health and safety measures that we know save lives, such as wearing a mask, washing our hands regularly, physical distancing, especially while vacation or vaccination rates remain low. Yeah, vacation rates are low. Yeah. So one of you had asked, what do I really, really think? We're coming down off of COVID, this latest wave. We're coming down off the Delta wave. There's been some talk of we're going to have a rough flu season. I told you, I was told we're supposed to have a rebound flu season, even though flu was really mild in the southern hemisphere. I'm 50-50 on it. I don't know. I mean, it makes sense we would have a rebound flu, but if we didn't see much flu in the southern hemisphere, I would think we aren't going to have much flu in the northern hemisphere this coming flu season. Honestly, in terms of COVID going away, it all depends. Delta was one of the most effective ways to stop some of these other variants. The reason why Mu and Lambda didn't take hold is because the Delta competed. And so if the Delta... I don't want the Delta to last longer, but if the Delta goes away after it keeps these other variants at bay, we might be out of the woods this winter. If another variant comes, then we won't. So what do I think? Do I think we're going to get another variant coming to us or a repeat Delta this winter? If our borders weren't open, I would say I'm really optimistic. But based on the thousands upon thousands of migrants and refugees coming, I'm not optimistic at all. I think we are going to be having some pretty, interesting strains come in. And so it's one of those things where we don't know who's all coming. I think there's about 60,000. There's a 60,000 migrant crowd coming now of up from South America to Central America that's coming to the border. Republicans are asking Biden to tell them to turn back and not make the dangerous trek up here. We have 124,000 Afghan evacuees we're going to absorb. We have the migrants coming from Haiti, the migrants coming from Mexico, all over Guatemala, Costa Rica, and they're coming our way, and it's a very scary time for people along the border in terms of, what could they get exposed to. Also, safety. Now, people are telling me on Facebook, Dr. Dahlia, everybody is being screened and everybody's being vetted. Well, the Military Times has reported that multiple reports of assault and robbery among Afghan evacuees have been occurring at military bases. Now, remember, this one female soldier was assaulted by three refugees, and the military is looking at that. I don't think she was sexually assaulted, but she was assaulted nonetheless. And then there's reports of child molestation, domestic violence. Two Afghan refugees have been detained, more under investigation as the U.S. works to resettle thousands, tens of thousands. Air Force General Glenn Van Herk, head of the Northern Command, told reporters Thursday that he had crunched the numbers and found that crime rates in the evacuee resettlement facilities are much lower than in comparable U.S. populations, but they're still there. And so, I mean, we don't want any criminals coming. I mean, I don't want any infectious disease coming and any criminals. We're vaccinating everybody against measles. A good number of them are vaccinated for COVID, not all of them, because I think there's still people, you know, with exemptions and things like that. So measles vaccine, I think they're at 100% in terms of the evacuees from Afghanistan. But in terms of migrants and people sneaking over the border, we don't know what infectious disease they have. We don't know if everybody's being tested for COVID. There's been 8 reports of robbery or theft among the 53,000 evacuees. Usually in the population of that size, it would be about 150. So, yeah, that's a small number. But remember, we don't want any more crime in this country. We don't want any more, you know, variants. And so they said they vetted, you know, the military and bless their hearts for everything they're doing. But if they are vetting the evacuees before they come to America, then how the hell is there any crime happening at all? They're being fed. They're given shelter. They don't need to steal from each other. How did they get through the screening process? Well, I mean, you can't. I mean, there's always going to be bad seeds. But we don't want criminals coming in. We don't want terrorists. Oh, there's not going to be any terrorists because we have a good screening process. Well, I told you, you know, many of the terrorists aren't people that, you know, have been doing bad things their whole lives. Many terrorists are people that are being blackmailed into it because there's a gun to their family's head back home. And they say, you go pretend, you know, to be one of them. You have no record. You be truthful. Just don't say that we're going to kill your family if you don't do what we say once you get through. So once these people get to their respective city, they then will check on their family and who's being held hostage. And then the Taliban or whoever's going to say, okay, now you do this. If you don't, I put a bullet in your daughter's head. So it's a scary time. It's a scary time because I really think innocent people are going to be able to pass through. And, you know, if they want to tell them, look, you don't understand, I'm, you know, my family's held hostage. They have no guarantee that an American, you know, SEAL team can come in and grab and save their family. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.